Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting 8th. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cash out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Donovan moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Wood reaches second base with a double. Bunning moves to third. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bunning scores. Wood scores. Bruton moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to home to get Bruton. Maxwell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Donovan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wood strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Al Luplau. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Willie Kirkland. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is hit by the pitch. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Essigian now playing left field. Willie Tasby now playing right field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown is walked intentionally. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Green pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Ty Klein. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Green now playing right field. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Bob Allen now pitching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bruton bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to second. One out. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Wood steals third. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Morton now playing right field. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Essigian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Terry Fox now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Gary Bell now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held is called out on strikes. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Dillard pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillard for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.